T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to head up to Boston, the New England area. We're going to talk to Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Good morning, Ben. How are you doing? We're almost at the new calendar year for the NFL. No time off for you, buddy.
No, sir. No rest for the weary. Great to hear you guys. Beezer, it's about time they gave you your own radio show. This is long overdue, man.
I don't think Joe Rose is getting Wally Pipp. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you never know. Listen, you never know. All of a sudden, Beasley has a couple of good shows in a row. Joe Rose takes a little bit extra vacation. You never know what's going to end up happening there. But, yeah, that's another story for another time, just so I don't get in trouble this morning with the program director. So we're going to keep that on the side. But, Ben, we are getting ready for the start of the new season. We are getting ready for free agency. We are talking about the draft. We're talking about one of the craziest off seasons. It looks like it's going to be with quarterback play. And guess what? Both of our teams still in the mix of both of those things. First, I want to start with this. Kyle Van Noy cut or will be cut or maybe traded, whatever the case may be, yesterday. We see a little reunion up in New England. You see that maybe happening?
I think it's certainly possible. Van Noy enjoyed his time here in New England. He had a nice role in the Patriots defense. He was one of their top players. I just don't know where the Patriots are at kind of in their life cycle right now. You know, like when I look at the situation, you know, the Patriots have so many holes to fill, and their defense, you know, was really exposed, I thought, at times last year for not having a whole lot of athleticism in the front seven. So, like, Van Noy being 30 years old, he'll still probably fetch a decent price on the market. I'd prefer almost that the Patriots go young at the position. I view Van Noy a little bit as a progress stopper. I think the Patriots need to restock their defense with young talent as opposed to playing the old hits again. You know, that said, Van Noy is still a great player. He could be a very good locker room leader for them. So I certainly could see a reunion happening, but I don't know. I just feel like with where the Patriots are at right now, I think there's a chance that, you know, they go young at the position.
Ben, I can't remember. I mean, certainly it's not been within the last two decades that the Patriots have had a top, was it 16, 15 pick? Because they picked 15th. Is that right?
This is their first top 15 pick since 2008, which is just a remarkable thing to say. And that year, they because of a trade, they had, I believe, the 49ers top 10 pick, and they drafted Gerard Mayo in 2008. So, yeah, otherwise they haven't had a pick this high in a couple decades. So, yeah, and it's kind of no man's land. I mean, you know, Dolphins fans, you guys are familiar with it at this point. Mm-hmm. The 15th pick, you're not quite in position to get an elite player. And, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, once you start getting into the teens, there's not a whole lot of difference between these players and the guys that are picked in the 30s and 40s. So, you know, my only prediction is that the Patriots don't stay at 15, whether they might trade up. I think a trade back is more likely, but 15 is just kind of no man's land.
Yeah, my broader point was this. In addition to the 15th pick, they have cap space for once, which is also pretty foreign to this organization, right?
Yes and no. They've never been in cap trouble. You know, last year they had a tight cap situation, but that was almost self-inflicted. I mean, they gave the franchise tag to guard Joe Tooney, mm-hmm. you know, for $15 million. So, like, that's not exactly the best, you know, use of your cap money. They could have created more space last year if they wanted to. They could have signed more players if they wanted to. They clearly used, you know, last season as a transition year. Let's, you know, get all this dead money out of the way. They had over $30 million in dead cap money between Brady, Antonio Brown, and then a few other players. So, you know, it does seem like the Patriots punted a little bit on the 2020 season, but now their books are in order. They've got a ton of cap space. They've got some draft picks, although they are missing a third-round pick this year. It's a pick around 75, that whole Spygate 2 incident. It's like we can't go a year – we can't go a year without the Patriots getting docked a draft pick by the NFL. So it is shaping up to be a good offseason for them, but they are missing a third-round pick, which you know is a key piece.
All right, so last year, obviously, before the season started, the opt-in, opt-out guys, plenty of guys were, you know, opted in, opted out. The New England team, I mean, between that defense and that roster in general, the opt-out guys, it was a ton and a lot of good players as well. Do you expect all of them back, some of them back? Do you expect any of them not to come back? What do you think with just those guys in general?
So they had the Patriots had 8 opt-outs last year, which was the most in the NFL. But if you look at the guys, you know, a lot of them, 4 or 5 were, you know, borderline roster guys who maybe would have been cut. So realistically, the Patriots had 3 players that were going to be major contributors opt out: Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung, and right tackle Marcus Cannon. And all these guys, all 8 of the guys have said they're going to be back this year. Now, just because they want to be back doesn't mean the Patriots want them back. I think, you know, Hightower and Cannon and I believe Chung are all in the final year of their contracts. Definitely Cannon and Hightower. I think Dante Hightower will be back for one more year in that role that I mentioned before, at, you know, for Kyle Van Noy, like the leader of the room and the, you know, the veteran voice. I think Belichick needs that with his defense. And Chung will be back. He's so cheap for the Patriots next year. I don't see any reason for them to not have him. But Marcus Cannon, the right tackle, you know, we'll see. The Patriots got they had a 6th-round draft pick last year who did fantastic filling in at right tackle. He's younger. He's cheaper. Marcus Cannon, a year off from football. This is a guy who's struggled with keeping his weight down throughout his career, so let's see what kind of shape he's still in. So all these guys want to come back, but, I mean, there's no way realistically all 8 guys are going to be back. And of the 3 main guys that I mentioned, I wouldn't be surprised if Marcus Cannon is released by the Patriots.
We're joined by Ben Boland of the Boston. Ben, what do you guys do now? What do the New England Patriots do now at quarterback? Because obviously Cam's not coming back, and there's certainly it's the biggest question, I think, surrounding this team going forward. What are they going to do at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, you say obviously Cam's not coming back. I don't see it that way. I think there is a chance, absolutely, that Cam is back as the starting quarterback.
Wow.
You know, not entrenched as the man, you know, and I think assuming he is back, they're definitely going to draft someone, maybe not in the 1st round, but, you know, maybe in the 2nd or 3rd round and sit the kid for a couple years and try to develop him. But, you know, Belichick genuinely enjoyed coaching Cam Newton this past year. All throughout the season, he had, you know, just raved. He raved about Cam Newton, about his work ethic and how much he bought into the program. And I've spoken with a couple people this offseason who have spoken to Belichick, and apparently it wasn't an act, because they each independently said that all Belichick does is rave about Cam Newton. Now he is concerned about his arm strength, which
yeah,
is
he can't throw the ball, Ben. I mean,
he definitely struggles to push the ball downfield, no question. But you know, look, I would rather my guy is Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think the Dolphins had a great situation there the last couple of years with him mentoring a younger guy. And I think the Patriots, I think Fitzpatrick would be perfect. And I think Fitzpatrick is clearly an upgrade over Cam Newton. But I do see an argument for having kind of continuity at that position. You know, Cam Newton, I think, unquestionably had the worst talent around him last year. The Patriots roster was the worst in the NFL, receivers, tight ends. Just he had nothing around him. And if Tom Brady were the quarterback, we'd be making excuses left and right for Brady. So I think, to be fair, Cam didn't have a ton to work with. And it was a tough situation. You know, he's coming into a new system, got to learn a new playbook, no offseason, no real training camp. Then he got COVID. That really set him back. And they still went 7-8 with Cam as the starter, and a couple different breaks, they're probably 9-7. So I don't know if it's going to happen, but I know that Belichick genuinely liked Newton. Newton brought a new element to the offense with his ability to scramble. He had like 12 rushing touchdowns. He was great in short yardage situations. And I think there's a chance, you know, when you're talking about Cam Newton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Marcus Mariota, just total quarterback purgatory here that the Patriots are in. Mm-hmm. I could see the argument that you want the, you know, at least go with continuity with Cam, you know, who's respected in the locker room, well-liked by all the guys, and maybe a full offseason he could do better in the offense this year.
You know, the new hot thing is the NBA Top Shot where you get to, like, own a highlight. I have no idea about it outside of that. I want to own that quote you just said where Ryan Fitzpatrick is clearly an upgrade over Cam Newton. I want to freeze that. I want to go back 10 years and play it for the younger 10-year, you know, 10 years ago Ben Volden and see. Because I think you're right. I just think it's funny that we're saying that nowadays with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Cam Newton. Obviously, Cam Newton, an MVP a couple years ago and then in the Super Bowl. But I just think it's funny at that. I love the whole Ryan Fitzpatrick kind of aura around the NFL right now. Ryan Fitzpatrick made himself a ton of money coming down here to be kind of the backup or kind of the kind of ladder for Tua until they find their new quarterback down here in Miami. But Fitzpatrick's made himself a lot of money, I think, coming up in the next season, maybe the season after if this guy keeps playing, and maybe it's in New England. Who knows? It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think for what the Patriots are looking for, kind of the bridge quarterback, the veteran kind of seat warmer, Fitzpatrick is just perfect for that job. Right. I mean, he's, like you guys thought, everyone down there loved him. He was, he helped Flores build the culture there. And I've said it many times. I thought – he got robbed last year. I thought he was clearly the better quarterback, and they shouldn't have taken the team away from him until he kind of played his way out of the job or to prove that he was better than Fitzpatrick. So, yeah, I mean, Fitzy isn't going to, like, he's not going to score big time on the market this year. He's not, he's probably looking at a $10 to $12 million contract when, right, most starting quarterbacks are at least 18 to 20. But he's prolonged his career, and he's, he's now going to be signing another contract at 38, 39. And I always get a kick out of – I think about this a lot, like when you think of a guy like Fitzpatrick. Go back to the 2005 draft and look at all the quarterbacks that were taken. And I guess that was the Aaron Rodgers draft too, so he's still playing. But like – and Alex Smith too. But if you look at all the quarterbacks, who would think that the guy, the seventh-round pick from Harvard, pick 250th, would still be playing 15 years later? And frankly, I think playing the best ball of his career. I mean, he's a gunslinger, and, he throws some turnovers. But – he pushes the ball downfield and creates big chunk plays. And that was definitely an element that was missing from the Patriots passing game last year. They really had no downfield passing. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if anyone like New England's probably, or maybe Washington are the two places where Fitzy could go in and expect to start from day one. But, between the Broncos and the Eagles and the Saints, the Steelers behind Ben Roethlisberger, there are going to be some places where backups are going to get a chance to play this year. So Fitzy is definitely going to be taking snaps, and I think he's very well regarded around the league, and I'm very curious to see where he ends up. And I want him in New England. I think he'd be the perfect spot, the perfect quarterback for them, and it would complete his tour of the AFC East. It would be the fourth team. That would be fun too.
Yeah, no, you would love Fitz. He was our Good Guy Award winner this year, the year after winning the team MVP. A crazy story. I think he threw his first touchdown pass to either Isaac Bruce or Torrey Holt. It was one to one and one in the second to the other. I mean, he's played with some of the greats of all time. The 30 for 30 for him would be fantastic. I think there would be a pretty good 30 for 30 made on Bill Belichick, too, in his ups and downs in his career. We always wonder how much longer is he going to do this? Is he going to catch Don Shula and all that? What is your sense? Do you think he wants to completely rebuild this team to prove he can do it without Brady? And maybe then he'll consider retirement, or is he just going to die in the job?
I don't know about that, but I definitely think he wants Shula. I definitely think he's gunning for Shula, no question. I haven't looked at the numbers. He's probably 40 to 45 wins off, so he's still got a few years to go, and 7-9 seasons aren't going to help him. But I definitely think he wants Shula. And, yeah, I mean, look, he's got an ego. He's competitive like all of us. I mean, he sees what Brady did in Tampa Bay, and Belichick's been getting crushed all offseason. Why'd you get rid of Brady? Why didn't you have a better plan at quarterback? Why are the Patriots not a free agent destination? All this stuff. So I think Belichick absolutely wants to prove that he can rebuild the Patriots back up into a consistent winner. There's no question that Belichick's going in first ballot Hall of Fame. There's not going to be any debate over it. But the one thing on his resume is he's never won without Brady. He didn't win in Cleveland. He didn't win with Bledsoe, and now last year 7-9. So that's you know, the one thing he still kind of has to prove. And I think he does want to prove it. So, yeah, I think he's going after Shula. I think he's going after another ring. I still think Belichick is very motivated and driven. And so he's 68 years old. I think he might even be 69 coming up in April. But I don't see him slowing down. He's got a good thing going here in New England with his, you know, running his program the way he wants to. He's making a lot of money. He still is able to jet off to to Nantucket whenever he wants to. So I don't see him stepping down anytime soon.
Ben, it's always good to talk to you, but it is better to talk to you after the season's over. We're not talking about another Super Bowl win for New England or at least an appearance. It's just new. This is new territory for us down here talking to you and not coming off some sort of – even though you were at the Super Bowl, which just looked absolutely miserable as a media member. It is good to talk to you after not sizing you up for another ring, so that's good. Ben, it's always our pleasure. Thank you so much, Ben Vollen from the Boston Globe, joining us. We'll talk to you again soon, I promise.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. And Beezer, I'm pulling for you, man. Adam Beasley Morning Show. Let's get it done.
I'll talk to my agent.
Right. Lots of agent right, talking. Up. Thanks, Ben. We'll talk to you soon. That was Ben Vollen from the Boston Globe joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We'll open it up. If you have any texts to come in, 305-567-0560. We'll get to the text line coming up here in the next segment. We have...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!